Raquel, rather Rafael Sadiq on this one with Something Keeps Calling. Before that one, we brought you Liquid Deep with still a banger year, all these years later, I think.
I do agree.
You've just joined us at 31 past 1 o'clock. We're halfway through the show this Sunday afternoon, and we're jumping straight into our next feature. We're talking about hashtag the international perspective, where we take you around the world and we just give you a bit of info about some countries in the world. And just what you can expect if you go there, or what you need to know about those countries. Sandile, today, what are we talking about? Which country?
So today we're talking about the country of Brunei. This is actually an independent Islamic sultanate on the northern coast of the island of Borneo in the Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. So basically this country is sort of like those countries that it's not exactly on close to Australia, but it's just above Australia when you're looking at it on the map.
Okay.
Leagues ahead though. So it's like when we talk about Southern Asia, we're talking about it's below like your countries like China, right? But just far below China.
Yeah.
In the South China Sea, and it's bordered by the country of Malaysia as well. So it's a very small country. It's not a very big country. It's an Islamic nation. It's got a capital called Bandar Seri Begawan, and the official language there is Malay, and the official religion is Islam. And it's got a very small population of just under 500. It's actually less than I thought. It's actually got a population of about 400,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2050 or 2030, they're actually estimated to get to just under 500,000. So it's a small country, very, very small, actually. It's really small.
And it's funny how it's small in population, but size-wise, it's also very small, because it's actually about 5,800 square kilometers. Now, to put that in perspective for you, the city of Tshwane, you know, our capital, is about 6,300 square kilometers.
Yo.
So it is smaller than the city of Tshwane, you know, and it's actually an entire country, a sovereign state. And also in terms of some of the economic stuff going on, though, it's actually got some really positive indicators, because it's got a human development index, the HDI, of 0.85, which means a very highly developed.
Mm.
And it's also got a per capita, gross domestic product, so per capita is every individual in the country, of $83,700. $83,700. That is actually very, very high. You know, it's actually very, very impressive. So it's not a poor country. It's a very wealthy country. And a lot of that money comes from oil. They do have access to oil reserves out there in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
So that has contributed a lot to that economy.
Yeah, and you see that, I mean, just through the palace of the king of Brunei, the Sultan of Brunei, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw in preparation for the feature, just the picture of the palace. It's got 1,800 rooms.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it looks pretty, pretty impressive. And we're going to give you a little bit more detail on Brunei. Today we're going to be doing a little an international perspective that's a little bit shorter than usual. But we're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to give you a bit more information on the Sultanate of Brunei. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing a little bit more about it. But for now, we're going to go back into the music playlist. We've got one coming through. This one is Noble J featuring AB Crazy with Trust.